This week, KMA News has been hosting our Meet the Candidates series, where we featured those running for Eureka City Council. In Ward 2, incumbent Katie Moulton is challenged by Kenny Carswell. In Ward 4, incumbent Scott Bauer is challenged by Tavisak Lucky Simpenthong. Each candidate was given 15 minutes to share their platforms, and all were asked the same set of questions. Incumbents were asked to highlight their accomplishments during their time in office, while challengers were asked what inspired them to run. We have presented the candidates in reverse alphabetical order by last name, giving our listeners a comprehensive look at their priorities and vision for Eureka's future. And tonight, we feature our final candidate, 4th Ward incumbent Scott Bauer.
My name is Scott Bauer. I'm currently on the city council for Eureka, for representing the 4th Ward. My background, I'm a scientist. I work for the state of California, and I have two boys, teenage boys, a lovely wife. And, you know, I've been doing this for 4 years, and it's been a really rewarding time for me to represent my city and do what we can, you know, to make it a great place for not only, you know, for the citizens, for everybody that comes to town. So I've really enjoyed this time, and I hope to get to do it another 4 years.
Reflecting on your time in office, what accomplishments are you most proud of during your tenure?
Well, you know, first is really, it is getting a solid budget. You know, the voters passed Measure H, which I campaigned vigorously for, and as well as others. And, you know, we finally have the ability to, you know, to fund things. You know, I mean, we're doing all, our city's growing so much. I mean, we're redoing our parks. You know, we've have the funding to staff our safety, our police, our firefighters. We've able to give raises to everybody. So to me, that's like the main pillar of how, you know, as a city, how you conduct business and how you're able to do things is having adequate staffing, you know, funded well, paid well. And then what we've tried to do, you know, with housing, you know, we've approved of a lot of housing projects, and, you know, a lot of that's based off of funding, getting grant funding to do that. But I feel like we're moving forward on that, right? We're constantly striving to make things easier too. And the state's done that through a lot of mechanisms like ADUs being really easy to develop or easier. And, you know, our transportation system, not only are we paving a lot of roads, you know, we just approved $2.5 million in road rehabilitation, but we're building bike trails. You know, we're making it more, we're making a multimodal system of transportation that really wasn't there, you know, in a city that's built out. It's a challenge to do that, but I think we've come a long way with our transportation system, with our trails. You know, we're working on another big trail, the Beta Zoo Trail. And, you know, as far as like how we conduct business, you know, we're always striving to be greener, right? To make sure that, you know, we're investing in green infrastructure, solar, you know, EVs. So all of those things to me are what makes a city successful. And I think we're doing that. You know, I think we're accomplishing a lot. And I tell people all the time, though, you know, things take time. You know, we're talking about with transportation, we're talking about, you know, decades of not investing in transportation because we didn't have the money to. So now we're moving along. Things are getting better. I think this is a city that, you know, one day will be looked at as a place, it is a destination for people, but I also think it'll be a place that is really desirable, you know, for a lot of people, which makes the housing component pretty difficult, right? It's going to make it harder, but It is moving along pretty good, and I'm proud to be a part of that effort.
What are the top five issues you would like to focus on? Are any of them specific to Ward 4? And can you touch on how you plan to address them?
I think across America, it's really we're an urban area, and I like to say, we have big city problems, right? So we have things like, homelessness is a huge issue, which, we're currently building out the Betty Chin Village, and we're trying to provide as much housing as possible, but homelessness is still an issue that you see across America. And we're doing our best to take on that challenge. Second, probably, is mental health, and you and those two coincide, right? They're a lot of times they're pretty synonymous, with homelessness, mental illness. They're tied together, and so those two are I hear about all the time, right? What are we doing? And we've done a lot, like with the Uplift program. With CSET, like we're taking on the challenge of homelessness and mental health by a different kind of path, trying to de-escalate and get people the help they need. So those two are really big issues. Another one, of course, is housing, like I just talked about. That is, again, another big city problem, and California is particularly challenged by housing. And we're working on that constantly, approving housing projects. Things are getting built, albeit not fast enough, right? So we're working on that. Again, transportation, having safe streets has been a big issue that we're working on. I think everything, the biggest challenges facing all the wards of the city are big city problems, and we're doing the best we can. I serve on the board of directors for Cal Cities, where representing all the cities in California, and I'm always there trying to figure out how do we get more money, how do we address these issues, their funding issues, and I'm always there trying to champion Eureka and our rural areas, and last but not least, really, climate change. Sea level rise for our little city by the bay is an effect, and maybe it's not immediate. And I have this argument with people all the time, like, it's a long ways out. It's not, and we have to start planning for that. What do we do? How do we protect our critical infrastructure, our sewer treatment plant? How do we do all those things that we need to do to be a resilient community? And that's what I think, why I think I'm right for this, because I believe in that the real goal of everything we just see do city does is community resiliency, right? How do we be resilient in the face of all of those issues that I just mentioned? And that just comes from a lot of hard work and understanding the issues. I've had 4 years to learn the issues, and I think that I want to continue that. And it takes time to understand how the city works, how government works. And I really think I'm geared for that. And I'm having a background of years of working on policy planning, that kind of thing. I think I can take on those challenges, and our current city council is doing as good a job as any in addressing those issues.
My final question is in regards to Measure F, the Citizens Initiative to amend Eureka's general plan. Could you share your thoughts on this measure, whether you support it or not, and explain your reasoning?
I do not support Measure F. Like I said, the city's really worked hard to get housing, geared up and ready to go, to get development going. And I think what we've done with approving of potential places to build housing, this is not nothing has been set in stone, but we've met our rural housing needs assessment arena by proposing these developments. And anytime somebody spends a huge amount of money to advance an initiative, you have to question now, what's your motivation? Is it altruistic what you're doing by spending so much money? And I think people should think about that. You know, do they really care about Eureka when they propose something that, you know, propose a site that we don't even own, propose changes to how we develop land and how that affects, you know, decades of planning, right? I mean, this is an ongoing process to build housing. So I always question that, and I always have, you know, I question people's motivation. And to me, it doesn't seem like the motivation behind Measure F is benefit the city. It's not going to improve things. It's not going to make housing be built faster. It's a, you know, the use of the housing for all, you know, it's just simply not true. So I'm all about continuing down the path that we're on, not trying to transform it with an initiative I frankly don't think was written very well. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but I hope that the public understands and to take a closer look and to understand, you know, when you're spending over $1 million so far, just got a flyer today about it, question that. What is it? What's really behind this? You know, is it they want to improve the city, or is it something else? So I'll be voting no.
And Scott, with a few minutes left on the clock, are there any other closing remarks or final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I appreciate the time today. I really, like I said, I really believe in resilient communities. And I think we're one of those. I mean, if you can just think back, I think back when I first joined the city council, we were spending, you know, $700,000 on roads. And now we're triple that, almost quadruple that. I think about the trail network that we've built. I think about what we've done with our policing, you know, trying to go about a different way of addressing, you know, our safety concerns. People still, you know, bring that up constantly, safety, you know, and we're working on it, you know, and we have a great bunch of law enforcement that are doing their best to keep us safe and to keep people safe that are in crisis, because that's what's going on. People are having crisis, and you know, that we're working on those things, you know, and we have a long ways to go. But if you just look at what we're doing, if you look at the development, you look at what we're doing with our parks, what we're doing as a city, you know, having adequate staffing. I tell people, you know, like the business of the city is what we're doing. You can have these like 30,000 foot view of how things should be, but really a city is a business and you have to run it like that, you know, and that requires balancing your budget. That requires making sure people are happy, your staff are happy, and your citizens will benefit from that. You know, I have a lot of friends in that live in the city, and people are, you know, generally happy. I'm like, yeah, you know, let's keep it going. Let's keep going down this path that we're on. And we're fortunate, you know, having a solid budget and having things like the Redwood Skywalk that are attracting people. We're growing. And that has its own challenges, but, you know, that's how cities can do things, you know, is by growing and doing it in a sustainable manner that will benefit our future. You know, I'll end with this. You know, I have a couple of kids, and I really want them to you know, go off to college and hopefully want to come back. And that's one of my real motivations, is to leave behind a legacy that our youth can go away and be like, you know what, that was a pretty great place to grow up and live. I'm going back, and I'm bringing back my knowledge and skills and my love for the city. And that's what it's all about, is that we can leave behind something that's better than how we found it. And that's what I hope I'm doing, and that's what I want to continue to do with another 4 years.
Again, that was Scott Bauer running for a second term for Eureka City Council's 4th Ward. If you've missed previous editions of our Meet the Candidate series, you can find them on our SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/KMUD News. Or you can go to KMUD.org to find a link.